Let's get it. What is good? We are back up in this thing. Welcome back to Can I Vibe With Y'all. It is always a good time on here. If this is your first time watching, it is your boy Kaz. You can follow all my socials at CAZ_0. Okay, we just thank you to everyone who's been tuning in. We just finished up a three-part relationship Q&A, which was crazy juicy. I don't even want to talk about it. It was madness. We passed that. And as always, we like the guest on here. But before I introduce this man, I'm going to slow it down a little bit. We're not going to flip to the guest just yet. I'm going to give a little background so you guys can understand how I met this man, where I'm coming from. All right. So if you don't know me by now, one of my favorite activities is brunch. I love to brunch on a Sunday. So I pull up to this rooftop in Fort Lauderdale. If you know this rooftop, it is right next to the wharf. Gets crazy lit. So I pull up, regular Sunday. I'm drinking a little bit. And I'm like, I'm hearing music in the background. I'm like, yo, this is some good music. But I haven't looked at the DJ yet. It just didn't really cross my mind. I'm just, you know, going with the flow. As I'm hearing the good music, I'm drinking a little more. And then finally, I look over to see who the DJ is. I'm like, damn, this is really good music. From a distance, I see like this guy. He had a hat on and a ginger beard. That's all I saw. So finally, I walk up to him. I'm like, damn, this brother's snapping. This is not what I expected. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce this man real quick because he is a very versatile DJ. He's been all around. And it's only right that I give that story real quick to introduce him.
My name is Richard Fraioli. I'm a DJ producer from Boston, Massachusetts, currently living in South Florida. And I love music. I love to party. I met this dude right here, actually, before we even had an interaction. It was at Rooftop Brunch. I'm there every Sunday for the most part. And he looked like my dude, Aziz, the Sheikh. He's a big-time producer out in L.A. from New England as well. So I snapped my boy, Aziz. I'm like, yo, you here? Just busting balls. And then you came up to me. You were like, yo, what's up? You complimented on the music, which is always good. I love playing for everyone, and especially Sunday brunch. It's a big thing on Sunday because there's so many versatile people, different kinds of people from all different areas, and I like to cater to everyone on that specific brunch. So it's always good to hear a compliment, and then we ended up kicking it all day, and now absolutely. I'm here. So
it was a good time.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so like I was saying, you are very versatile, and that's what kind of caught my attention, because no matter where I am,
preface this a little bit.
We love music on this show. We really love music on this show.
Good.
We would play all kinds of music if we were able to. I'll have a full
episode. Yeah, I wish.
Jamming out. So, like I said, I can listen to anything. And that was the first time in a long time where I went to a spot and I was just hearing everything I like. And the type of person I am, like, all I need is music to have a good time. So
same here.
Naturally, on a Sunday, it's my day off. You know, I'm hearing good music. The drinks, they just start coming in. So I would like to credit that to you. You're doing your job.
That's why I'm there. That's it. That's why. That's why any DJ who's doing their job should be doing that for the drinks and to make sure everyone is going to the bar, so the establishment is also making money as well.
Absolutely,
that's a big pot.
Absolutely.
So if the drinks are flowing, it's a good time.
There you go. I got to bring this up before we get way too into it. I'm sure the people hear it already. You got a little accent.
Yeah, I'm from Boston.
So let them know where you're from.
I'm from Boston. So I try to mask it. And I don't know. What you hear, I don't hear. So
it's, you probably used to it. Be proud of who you are.
Yeah, of course. I'm proud to be a Bostonian. But I don't know. It's been so long.
How long have you been in Florida?
I've been living in Florida for 3 years, but
is that three?
For three.
Three, okay.
But I've been DJing down in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale and Miami for about 12, 13.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're familiar with the area?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so backtracking a little bit, where did you get your first start down here?
My father. He knew, my father took me down here when I was 15. I went to my first Ultra Music Festival. I went to my first nightclub, and I got
15.
To 15. But I behaved, of course. I mean, my father's my best friend as well, so
okay.
He showed me everything, and I always knew he was a DJ as well. So that's how I got into the whole DJ music thing. Because back home, he used to do all the gigs too. He used to work for the radio and all the nightclubs.
Yeah, so you started young.
Right. So we went to Winter Music Conference, which is a big conference for electronic music. All the DJs were there. And he saw that I had an interest in DJing and producing music at a young age. So, and he would always go to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 15, he took me to my first conference. I got to, you know, really see and be introduced to not only the party side, but the business side as well.
Okay.
And just how to pursue a career as a DJ producer. Okay. And from there, I mean, I'm not going to go into the stories, but it changed my life.
We'll save
from
it for
that. Nothing bad, but it was a life change. This is a long time ago. So it was, and I fell in love with Florida. I always wanted to move here. And I finally did, and I'm thankful for it. And I have, you know, I still go back to Boston every month. I love playing up there.
To DJ?
To DJ, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, perfect. A club called Royale. And
shout out to them.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be back in Boston for the first time DJing since February 2020 next week. So I'm ready. I'm ready to fucking live.
You're about to get crazy.
Yeah, man. And it's just going to be so good to be back home and see all my colleagues, my friends, and most importantly, my family as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you've performed at Ultra.
Yes.
I think I saw something about you. You've done that
13 like years.
13 years.
Yeah, this would have been 15. You know, if they had it for 2021. Yeah. So.
So but, what was that experience like?
It's indescribable. I always say that it's Ultra Music Festival. It's a world-renowned gathering of music. It's iconic. You have every, you know, important artist, DJ, producer there, and just it's not even just about who's there. It's about the music, the vibe, and like I said, the gathering right. of everybody. As one with the universal language of music. And
got you.
Ultra is just it.
So let me ask you. I've never been to Ultra. I've been to a couple festivals, but not Ultra. I heard it gets kind of rowdy.
Well, it's a festival,
right?
Yeah, I mean, but no one's standing there fucking.
Would you prefer DJing at a set like that, or in a club, or a rooftop type setting?
My personal preference is it would be a nightclub because it's more intimate and I'm close.
You're closer
to everyone.
You get the crowd reaction,
right? You know, I could see a festival. Everyone's there to. Everyone's already going ape shit. So, but with a club, you really get to get a feel of the people that are there, the vibe that they want. And, you know, DJing, the job is to read the crowd. That right. is your job. I need to know what you want to hear without me knowing you or asking you. So, but club settings are just like, especially when it's dark.
It's easier to read the crowd. Okay.
But it's just super intimate and just like, yeah. No, I'm fortunate enough to have played, you know, every kind of setting. And I'm just grateful for that. But I do love nightclubs.
What type of settings have you played in?
I mean, I've been on boats. I've been in the fucking mountains.
Wait.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Mountains, where at?
Montana. Yeah. Yeah, that's a long story. And everybody asks, what the fuck is a Montana?
Please summarize that for me real quick, because I don't know nothing about Montana.
To my fellow Montanans, there is nothing to see there. That's what I tell everybody. You have to go there to see. I can't tell you the secrets. However, but I met a friend online who was working at one of the clubs, and you know, he was like, "Yeah, I DJ. I work at this club. I could probably get you to DJ." And I've heard that spiel my whole life. I'm like, "Yeah, all right." So I sent them my manager's number. And 2 weeks later, they called my manager, and we were booked for July 4th
at this club. July 4th in Montana.
Yeah, in Whitefish, Montana. Yeah. In that place, let me tell you something. That Dad, is just that, I've that's never my been sanctuary. To Montana. That's my home away from home. But my home is Boston. my second home in South Florida. In Montana is my third home, and that's
it. I know absolutely nothing about Montana, but I can only assume
they get that down. They get crazy. They get down. They get down, and they're some of the most sincere, genuine, nice people. I'm not kissing ass. They know that.
No, I'm sure they're not like us. But South Floridians.
I'm a Northeaster.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm originally from New York, so a lot of the Northeasterners.
Right, come down you know. Yeah, no, it's all right. It's Montana. It's just a beautiful place. Not even just for entertainment, just for actual chilling and vibing and really taking in the scene and just the less how crazy it is where we're from. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, but they get crazy over there.
So we were gonna get into that a little bit. Because you know I've got some viewers on here. You got a different set of viewers. Got a little melting pot right now. Excuse it's different me. People. So we repping South Florida right now.
Right.
Obviously with COVID, a lot of people have been coming down here to party, specifically to party.
Right.
So what's something you would recommend? Some advice you would give to people before coming down here, like what to expect.
From your
experience in 3 years down here,
stay off the highway. Don't drive if you don't have to drive, and bring sunscreen. I guess I don't want to talk too much shit.
No, I
love Florida.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. They call us snowbirds,
right?
But I'm not a snowbird.
The thing
anymore.
Is, it's funny because I feel like I'm a Floridian now, and I feel like we can openly talk shit about our own state,
right?
Because we're crazy down here. We're crazy.
True. I'm not from here though. I don't like talking shit about anybody.
I promise it's okay.
Just the drivers.
We talk shit about our own state.
Just the drivers. Listen, they call us assholes back home. All right, we're fucking angels compared to. Some of the drivers down
here. It's worse down here?
It's horrible.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's it. That's my only complaint. Other than that, it's you know, God bless me to be here. And Florida is amazing.
Although we talk shit, this is the most lit state, in my opinion.
Of course.
It is crazy down here.
Yeah. I've been coming here since I was 15.
Yeah, you know. You know, like I said, we can talk shit, but we're on the same page.
For Lauderdale's lit as well, but, you know, fucking Miami's 30 minutes south. It's Miami. It's Miami.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I'm sure people have seen a couple of movies or music videos.
Yes, as you're hearing now. I've seen it before. So. But I mean, I brought it up because it's getting crazy. Like a lot of, especially people are already coming down here,
mm-hmm.
all the snowbirds and everything, and they come down in the seasons and whatnot. But especially since the pandemic, it's been crazy. The right. amount of people coming down here. Right. But I'm sure you've seen, like, DJ and everything with the increase in the crowds and everything. And Florida's really been the only state that's been kind of open like that on this level.
For a while.
Mm-hmm. I mean, good for your business.
Right.
I'm sure you're not complaining.
No, listen, I'm blessed to be in Florida. And before work, I wanted to live here. Because it's, you know, back in the day, I only read about Miami and the crazy parties mm-hmm. in a magazine. There was no YouTube or anything, and I'm not that old, but it's, you know, it's back in the day in middle school and high school. But I love Florida. I'm blessed to be here. I'm exactly where I need to be, and I'm just fortunate enough that I could still go back home too and have a huge support group of following that still fucks with me to this day.
Absolutely.
So.
There you go. Hey, I love we're going to drink to that.
Yeah, salute. Pull it up.
Hey, listen, we got a DJ in the building. It's only right I hit that. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. So you said your dad got you into DJing.
Yes.
He was one as well. So, like, what kind of, how do I say this? Like, how did your passion for it begin?
Well, you know what's funny is that the older I get, the more I realize, like, I've been working, mm-hmm. like, working since I was a child. Because I would used to help him with all the gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he used to do clubs. He used to do radio stations. He used to do private events and stuff like that. And I would help him with all of that.
So you've been in the environment.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I started really making a living off of DJing full time probably when I was like 19, 20.
Okay, that's where I started.
But yeah, so but I like I said, I started so early.
Did and you start at 15?
I started helping him when I was like seven, eight.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because he used to have the equipment in the house, mm-hmm. and I used to fuck around with it, and I learned it.
Right.
And he used to DJ like my elementary school dances and shit. Like, that's when I actually played my first song. But the, I come from a musical background, him being a DJ, my mother being a music enthusiast that has some of the best music tastes.
Your mother?
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I got, I was always around music. You know, my mother would drive us to hockey. We would always be listening to old school stuff, Motown, funk, like good shit.
Not, so that's where you get the versatility.
Yeah, for sure. That R&B, soul, Motown.
Yeah, that's what, because I heard that when I walked into
the rooftop. Yeah, most people are surprised. They're always surprised when they...
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I wouldn't even say I was judgmental because it was kind of one of those.
It's okay. They always say, look at the white boy playing that. It's totally fine. I hear a new white joke every single week. When fortunately somebody's coming to give me a compliment about the music.
But the thing
and I'm grateful for that.
Music is not something that you can label like that.
Right. Well, it's universal.
If you know music, exactly. If you know music.
It's the only universal language, no matter who you are.
For me, in that experience, I was just hearing it. I hadn't even taken a look yet until it was the very end. I was like, yo, I was like, this is, I'm buying. Right.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Yeah.
Trust me, I enjoyed it. But what have been? Actually, I want to start with the worst. I was gonna ask your best and worst experiences with DJing, but let's start with the worst one.
My worst experience DJing. It's just when it's actually when people come up to ask for fucking song requests.
I had a feeling you were gonna say
that's
that.
It.
I had a feeling that's you were gonna say that.
I'm grateful to even be there. I'm providing music for people. I'm providing entertainment for people. It's just when, you know, a private party, that's a different story. You're being hired to do that.
No, but I got a club.
Right. There's no fucking song requests. That's my only thing that I really hate. And I hate people that I don't know. Even some people that I do know. I don't like anyone being in the booth. Mm-hmm. I'm working. Like, I'm actually, like...
Right.
I'm putting thought into what I'm going to be playing five songs from the song right here. Mm-hmm. And that's the only complaint I have about DJing is just fucking song requests. Let me get it off my chest.
Hey, get it off.
It's 2021. we're not doing that anymore. Like, that's it. However, if you do come up with a song request, an incentive is great. And what I was taught, you know, you bring the DJ a drink, or you have a 20, a 50, a 100, whatever.
Right.
There's an incentive to it. Or introduce yourself, even though I still don't want to fucking talk to you. Like, just not like that. I'm not that mean.
No, it is like that.
But no, there's an approach to it. There's a way to go about it. And, you know, when you come up, and now we're in the day and age with the fucking phones, like, when you shove a phone in my face... can you imagine if I did that at your work?
Oh, absolutely.
Just shove a phone in your face, like, and that's it. And
do
like,
this. Do this right now.
The entitlement that is not there. You're not entitled to that. And the instant gratification that people have a problem with nowadays. I don't want to spend too much money on that. I don't want to spend too much time on that, because that's negativity, and those people don't matter. However, if you are going to request a song to a DJ, come up with a drink. Money, a tip, something, a compliment, anything, or a smile on your face. Don't expect it, because we're not there for that. And at the end of the day, we don't take requests. That's not a thing anymore. It's 2021. I need everybody to realize that. And DJ, stop taking requests too.
I feel I don't want to bring any negativity.
That's all right. I just didn't want to spend too much time talking about these idiots.
I feel like that's just common sense to not do that, especially
there's so much lack thereof.
There's hundreds of other people.
Correct.
To party too.
Correct. Correct.
And it's like that one drunk person just wants to hear their song.
Mm-hmm. That'll kill the whole vibe if I did play it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nah, there are know-it-alls. That's all right.
I've seen that in small parties. I've seen that in small little house parties where one person wants to hear a song, and 30 other people are like, what the fuck is this?
Unfortunately, it comes with the territory. There's nothing you can do. We're always going to deal with that. But what I want to just, what I want to emphasize on is the incentive. Mm-hmm. If you are going to do that, just come up with a nice incentive. That's it. Say please. Listen, say thank you. Listen, and that's it.
We're going to hit this one more time because you heard it here first.
Common sense.
A lot of people need to hear this.
It's also called common sense.
All right, so let's transfer to the best experience.
Ah, there's too many, man. It just
the first one that comes to your head, best experience.
I mean,
I see like some shooting stars right now. I'm just this madness. You were talking about Montana.
Well, every time I get to play for people. Not to sound all goody two shoes, but it really is. That is the best experience to entertain people and make sure they leave having a good time. Mm-hmm. You're in control and it's your responsibility as a DJ ban anybody that's providing entertainment.
Right.
That's the great experience. And to have been doing this for so long and fortunately to make a living off of it and to have played, everywhere I've played. And travel and get paid for it, that is the best experience. If I had to name one there's a lot. There's the R-rated versions and there's the G-rated versions.
Drop the R.
I'll give you a PG-13. Now it's just people there for you and, screaming your name. Not screaming your name like it's fucking Michael Jackson, but, like, they're there for you. And when you play your own music and everybody knows the words or the drop, that is the best experience, for sure. Sure, when you're playing your own material. Because we are in a day and age where anybody could DJ now.
Right.
What differentiates the boys and girls from the men and the women is your own material.
Right.
You need to create your own material, whether it be an edit, mashup, remix, original.
I don't think we mentioned that before. You make your own music too, right?
Of course.
So you produce as well.
Okay. I've been DJing longer than I've been producing, but I mean, it's the same amount of time.
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you
And that's
ever,
fun too.
How often do you play your own music?
Every set. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people. It's sometimes
like every time.
Every set.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I have at least two songs. I want to play. I always think my music sucks. So, I mean,
is
I play
my music.
My music.
Oh, your
yeah,
music.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm just never happy. That's just that's just me being a perfectionist.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I've made some cool stuff that people enjoy. And I've seen that. I've seen the reaction.
So I'm picturing this Sunday again. It's fresh in my head because that was a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, Sundays at Rooftop, and shout out to the restaurant people, the music director, Ricky Fats, who's also a very good friend of mine from Boston, mm-hmm. And the management and staff there. It's like I work throughout their venues, and Sundays is always a vibe. It's house, it's R&B, it's funk, it's old school, it's dance hall, reggae. It's a collective of
I can confirm that.
Of every feel good kind of music.
And that was my first Sunday there too. I've been there
a lot of people say that. A lot of people. And then you know what's crazy is that I every week there's always somebody that says, "Oh my god, I didn't know that it goes down like this here."
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, now
goes to the Wharf.
Well, now you know.
No disrespect to the Wharf.
Yeah, no, the Wharf. The whole area is great. And like I said, I'm fortunate enough to play at Rooftop, right. Premier venue. Love it there. Love it there. I'm there throughout the week.
I've never been there during the week. That's what I got to put that on the board next. But going back to your music. So when I walked in that Sunday, I was hearing a lot of house music, which a lot of people don't know I actually love. I love house music. So I was vibing to that at first, and then you transition into the like throwback R&B mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So in that house music, you had played a couple of your songs.
Because
I didn't know who you were, but I was jamming to
The unfortunate part about that is that I make a lot of R&B remixes, but the thing is I can't release them on an outlet online for people to download or listen to because it'll get flagged because of copyright. Because of copyright bullshit and it's unfortunate that a lot of these outlets they're super super strict because right. SoundCloud 10 years ago was like you could put anything on there. And unfortunately my first SoundCloud page got deleted on my birthday maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, and this was when like Spotify was just coming up. Mm-hmm. I had like over a million plays. A million plays back then was like I'm flexing old school. So it's a million plays nowadays is nothing. But back then, you know, I had a lot of downloads because I would make unofficial remixes, mm-hmm. which we call in the house world bootlegs.
Okay.
So I did a lot of that. I had a lot of my mixes out, and you know, fortunately, people liked them. And unfortunately that page got deleted. So in my new page now, I don't want to get it deleted.
Right. See, because there will be a lot of times where, like, for example, where I'm hearing you play, and I gotta like, you know, Shazam this. I'm trying to, yo, what is this?
Because not
I,
coming
I
up.
Gotta hear this again when I get home.
That is a good experience, but that's another good experience for me as well.
You see people doing that?
When people come up and say, what's this song? What's this remix? What's this edit? And I'm like, oh, it's mine. And they were like, yeah, we tried to Shazam. And I start laughing inside. I'm like,
see, I'm big on that. I'm not afraid to ask what song is playing. You know, people, you know, if their friend's playing music in the car and they like secretly put the phone down and, you know, try to Shazam.
I do that. I'll do that sometimes to my DJ.
What song is this? Like, put the screen on that song right now. I want it. Because I love hearing new music.
I'll go like this sometimes to my boys. I'll bust their balls about it as well because I'll ask them the next day. I'll like bring up like a text convo and like have them see, like if they're DJing, they'll be looking at the phone to make it think like I'm texting someone. But in reality, I'm looking at their laptop. I'll pull out my notes and I'm just like, I'm starting to. I don't like swagger jacking. No, I don't like swagger jacking because I do believe, you know, each DJ has their own edits. So, you know, there's a lot of DJ pools that everybody subscribes to. And at the end of the day, it's like every DJ is playing the same fucking edit or the same thing. And a lot of DJs will come up to me and I keep my Serato on AM mode, which doesn't show the title or anything, which I do advise more DJs to do that because I found this song. It took me eight hours to find said song versus you coming up to me and say, oh, yo, let me get that edit, or what is this edit? Fuck no. You do your fucking own research. Hell no. Nah. Because back in the day when vinyl was predominant, a lot of the DJs, they would put plungers on top of the vinyl label because they wouldn't want you to see who it was.
Right.
And the only way you were going to find who that was is if you asked the DJ, him or herself, or you stumbled upon it in a record store, and that's,
jeez.
Yeah, there was no instant gratification. There was no Shazam, and it's. I wish things were like that.
You've been through it all.
I will say this though: if there's any advice that I could give to up and coming DJs, is one, don't download your music off YouTube, and two, search SoundCloud. There are so many unofficial remixes that they label different. SoundCloud, they title it different. You will find gems, and it's those songs that people will be like, "What the fuck is this?" It happens all the time.
I want to piggyback off of that because there's been random nights where I'm just scrolling through, and I will just find the most random music or random mix.
Right.
And I found like 6 hour mixes long where it's just straight fire.
Right.
It's beautiful music.
Right.
And I'm the same way. Like, I wish I could DJ, to be honest, because I'm huge on
music. Nah, you don't want to DJ.
I low-key do. I don't know. I just wish I had, I've said this with different people who have been on here who are in the music industry, but I wish I had that kind of talent. Because I definitely respect what you guys do.
Well, the talent is curating music for people you don't know. It goes back to reading the crowd.
Right.
If people were sitting right there on this couch, you got to know what they want to hear.
Right.
And you could find, this is what I love about any gig. Because if I play, usually when I start off a set, if you know, Sunday brunch, that's a whole day thing. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have different walks of life coming in and out. But when you're booked to do, like, say, like a 2-hour set, or like for a festival or a headlining set, you have to see where the crowd wants to go. So your first 3 to 5 tracks are going to show you where they want to go based on their reaction.
Okay.
So that's the big thing. So I'll have 5 tracks ready to go. And everything is improv.
And you kind of have your genres set up?
I don't have anything set up. Everything is just off the top of the dome. Just like my idol, mentor, and a very good friend of mine, Layback Luke, he just goes in and he'll read the crowd based on his first 3 to 5 tracks.
Okay.
But once you have them, you got them, and you need to know what the fuck to do and where to go.
So you actually told me something before we started. I got to bring it up again about why DJs have headphones.
I never
knew the reason. I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't know the reason.
Well, it's,
or thought like I did.
Because we're beat matching the next song that we're going to play. Mm-hmm. So if you hear, if song A is playing right now, we're getting song B queued up in the headphone mm-hmm. without you hearing it. We're beat matching it. We're setting up the tempo. We're just queuing it up the next song, hearing it in our own headphones versus you hearing it live, because that would sound like shit. You can't play 2 songs at once.
Right.
When you're queuing up something. But yeah, that's why we have headphones. People think it's a fucking necklace, and it's like, no.
Nah, this whole time, I mean, I don't know. You know, the average person was never taught this. So the whole time, I'm thinking the reason the DJ wears headphones is because he or she is hearing the music that we're hearing.
Well, yes and no. Yeah, yes and no.
But I thought, like, for example, we're doing this podcast. I'm hearing myself talk right now. I'm also hearing you talk. I thought it was just like, as I play this music or as I talk into this mic, that's what I'm hearing.
But these would be called monitors as well, because we're doing...
Right,
we're doing,
but I didn't realize that you're hearing, you know, the next song cued as well.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, that's what
and
we're...
And then I guess other people, you know, I guess if you wear it like this, people thought, you know...
Yeah, it's a necklace. Like that, but yeah.
It's just the DJ look.
Yeah, no, we're just queuing up the next song. We got to hear... We're just preparing whatever's next.
Okay.
But we could still hear it through our headphones. Sometimes I'll play a song where I want to wear the headphones because I want to hear the song I'm playing. Forget the sound system. I actually want to hear it. That's just
being selfish. If you're playing a song and everyone's getting lit, like, how much of it do you hear?
It's loud.
It's like, okay, so you hear it.
Yeah, if my left ear could talk, it would tell you that.
Okay. See, I didn't know if it was like a little sound.
Yeah, his hearing, it's not all there anymore.
Nah, because I've seen some of your videos on IG. Like, you get crazy.
I'm having fun. I'm just having fun.
I can tell. I want these
genuine fun
right now. That you, I could tell you have a lot of fun when you do.
That's it.
You do what you do.
I have 2 to 5 hours, depending on whatever it is, just to be in my zone. Mm-hmm. It's the 2 to 5 hours that of the week, no matter how many times per day, that I'm doing something I love.
Right.
And I'm not taking that for granted. It was a skill and a talent that was blessed upon me, and I know a few things. And I don't mean that in a cocky way. I'm just saying,
talk your shit.
No. I kind of know a few things. That's all. It's all right.
I mean, you were introduced to it at 7 years
right.
old.
Right. So. I was. I'm far from the best. I'm nowhere near good. However, I was taught by the best, and that's what I take pride in. My mentors.
I can tell you humble too. We like that on here. Mm. A couple more questions related to that. What are some of your goals? Because you say you're far from the best. So, like, do you have any goals? You have a 5-year goal, 10-year goal?
Well, every goal is just to make an impression on people, whether it be performing, releasing music. You know, I don't like a lot of producers and DJs nowadays. They release music every fucking week. And especially in this day and age now, you know, that's what you have to do. That's mm-hmm. a formality. I just like releasing music here and there because I want it to be, everybody wants their music to be timeless, but I want it to be remembered. Right. And it could be, listen, 80 years from now, one person could remember this song. Oh my God, you remember this song? And hopefully it's still on Spotify and whatever. But it's just making sure that one person in maybe it'll be a million one day, hopefully. But one person that that remembers you, that remembered a time, that could tell their grandkids, like, yo, I used to go see this DJ. Like, yeah, it's things like that that are important and mean the most to me personally.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't want to get all too deep and like.
Wow, we're here, man.
Yeah,
we're
yeah. No, it's good. It's just. Music is life. Literally, it's my fucking life, dude. Like, that's it.
I got one last question for you.
I'm all ears.
What is the most common misunderstanding that DJs get? Or you personally?
I'll give you two parts.
Yeah, give it, please.
Well, you know what? I can't speak for everyone, but... If you're asking me...
You can give personal experience.
Oh, we have every song in the world on our laptop. We have every song. Like, no. There's A, B, C, D points to that. We could play a YouTube video on someone's phone. We could hook up somebody's phone. Shit like that.
Wait, have people ask you this?
Of course. Yeah.
To hook up their phone.
Yeah.
In a club setting.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. It's so annoying. It's like, and then you just ruin my whole train of thought, my whole bubble.
So this, listen, we're not going to speak no negativity, but this goes back to basically people fucking up yourself.
Right. Just stay on the fucking dance floor, man. Please. That's it. I'll figure it out. And you're wasting more time talking to me rather than hanging out with your friends.
Right.
You probably spent a lot of money on the table, or you waited a long time to get in. It's shit like that. Like, don't worry about what song's going to be played, especially, like, say, the hottest song or the hottest artist in the world at the time, no matter who it is. Obviously, I'm going to play those songs. Obviously, I'm going to play that artist, but you're wasting time. You're wasting your time. And you're aggravating me.
I've never done that in my life.
And not just me. I'm speaking about all DJs.
Oh, I'm sure. I've heard that a few times. Like I said, for me, all I need is good music to have a good time. And there has been times where I don't hear music that I like. But something I've never done.
Right. Well, you're not going to make everyone happy.
Right.
99% of the people are going to leave happy.
In my head, I'll just be like, you know, we'll go to the next spot. Or that's not really my vibe, I'm not feeling it. But I've never gone up to the DJ and be like, yo, can you play this? Because there's so many people there. Like, I'm
right.
What I want to hear is not going to appeal to everybody.
Like I said, it's entitlement that they don't have, and it's instant gratification that a lot of people suffer from, that you're not entitled to it. Like, that's just it.
That's just how it is.
So, in a non-private gig... It's like in a club setting. Private gigs, nah.
If we're in the house right now, you know, and you don't want to hear this, that's different. But in a club setting, like,
well, don't bring me to a house party, because if you give me the aux cord, you ain't hearing shit other than what I want to listen to.
Listen, all I'm saying is, I'm going to end on this. Everything I heard from this man, A1. 10 out of 10 in my book.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
It's a pleasure being here, and it's a pleasure meeting you only a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Legit. I recognize good energy, good people.
Absolutely.
Shout out to you. You never told me your name, though.
Shout out to Kev, man.
Yeah.
We don't give him
shout
enough credit.
You. He's over there chilling on
my
the
guy,
iPad.
My guy. And shout out.
You playing Pokemon Go, bro? Because I still haven't spun my Pokemon stop yet.
You know, he's probably editing right now.
Not good.
That man works hard.
I'm breaking his balls.
But for real, before we get out of here, I always got to say thank you to everyone, the people behind this, the producers, the editors, everything, people who have helped bring this, put this together. We only going up from here. Even the guests putting you on or getting you on here, meeting you a couple weeks ago, like you said, you know, I love it, bro. This is fun for me. I get the same energy doing this that you get from DJing.
Good.
And,
it's good to hear.
You know, it's just good vibes all around. Whoever comes on here, I want y'all to know, like, this is Can I Vibe with y'all. We enjoy it. We have fun here.
Hey, so. And guess what? If you're free on a Sunday in Fort Lauderdale, come vibe with us.
I will definitely be there. Okay. But lastly, you know, drop your socials one more time for them. Let them know where they can find you and the events you got coming up.
On IG, it's at Richard Fraioli. Richard, Fraioli. Spotify, Richard Fraioli. SoundCloud.com/Richard Fraioli Official. And if you still use Facebook, it's Facebook.com/Richard Fraioli Official. But my Instagram, I drop a lot of like unreleased links to a lot of stuff for like 24 hours for you to download. And from my vintage company that I started called Nostalgiaholics, it's Instagram.com/Nostalgiaholics for all your vintage and collectible needs.
And of course, it is your boy Kaz. You can follow all my socials at CAZ_0. I am not on Spotify for my personal life. However, this beautiful podcast is on Spotify, is on Apple, is on YouTube, is on Amazon, Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, everything. All right. So again, thank you to everybody fucking with us. We get out of here. Deuce, deuce. Let's get it.